Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jamie's explaining something to me, so I'm just trying to understand it here.
Well, it's not female sexual dysfunction.
Ugh. It's not what?
It's not female sexual dysfunction like you thought it was.
What is it then?
Full self-driving.
Oh.
I thought it was female sexual dysfunction, yeah. Which I hear is running rampant right now. It's got something to do with these moths.
No, it's full self-driving.
FSD. Every time I see that, people are saying, hey, don't know if I want to get into this FSD yet. I'm thinking, oh, man, that's a touchy subject. That female sexual dysfunction.
It's fully driving. It's full self-driving.
How come I didn't catch on?
I don't know. All right, so listen, I want to ask everybody this, and I know I asked one more time, but I'm getting real close, friends, and I need you to be honest, and I'll post it too, but I just want to ask, like, because even my son said to me, are you sure? So I've been looking at the Model Y. It's a Tesla, okay? Because ever since I took those Waymos in San Francisco, I'm enamored by self-driving technology. I think it's amazing. And I was showing Carson the stats on self-driving technology and car accidents and how many people have car accidents every single day and how often Teslas avoid them. Okay. Because they have the full autonomous
thing. Using the technology. And,
right.
And they're even coming out with that new self-driving mode where you can actually rent your car out.
Right.
To other people.
Yeah, they have that too, which I'm not going to do that, but it just came out with all these new stats about how, like, if you see a ladder in the middle of the road, right? We're mm-hmm. all going to tear the undercarriage of our car out, right?
Right.
And take the hit. But the Tesla will figure out, like, where there's a little bit of enough gap to get out of the way and get in between two cars.
Okay.
But the problem is this whole Nazi thing, okay?
Yeah.
This whole, because apparently it looked like he saluted three times or something like that. So people are calling him a Nazi. I don't love how he treated some of my friends that are in government programs. He cut some of their situations. So, you know, I have to be empathetic to that. But dude, this Model Y is amazing. And I went to the mall and I sat in one. This is how far I've gone with this.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the mall and sit in one.
Right. Yeah. That's pretty serious.
It
yeah.
is.
If you go to a car lot, sit in one.
Yeah.
I mean, they assume you're there to buy.
Yeah. And she said, do you want to test drive one? And I'm like, I said, I'm just going to be honest. I'm really worried about the politics around this. And she's like, well, it's really calming down. And so I asked my kid and he goes, no, they're still doing stuff to him in California. People are still really mad about him, which is kind of weird because California is the one that said everything had to be electric. So now it's bad. I don't know. You know, that's a whole thing.
Kind of backwards.
Yeah, it is backwards because California's the one that's like, no more fuel, right? Only electric. And then there's this video, and I'll post it, where a guy he's like coming out of Walmart, and he has his car drive through the entire parking lot and come and get him.
That is crazy. Yeah.
There's nobody driving it, and it avoids all the humans. I mean, it avoids every human, and everybody's like looking at it.
Do you feel like the day's coming where your car needs to come and get you?
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's coming for me, too. Well, at some point.
I feel like...
Hey, car, please come and get me. I can't walk there.
I feel like autonomous vehicles, you know, this. I think it should be available for all senior citizens.
I agree. That's my point. It's like, hey.
There was this lady over the weekend, and I was like, is she hammered? And I went up, and she could barely see over the steering wheel. And she was like 90, and I was like, see, people like that need Teslas.
Now, would you get in trouble if you're sitting in a bar and you have too much to drink and you call your car to come drive you home?
Yeah, that
and
just
you're
happened.
In the back seat?
Well, you can't be in the back seat.
Well, whatever seat you're in. I'm just saying, but your car's doing the driving. You're not doing the driving.
If you're in a Waymo, you'll be fine. That's legal if you're in a Waymo. But if you're in a Tesla.
Wait a minute. You'd be fine, but it's legal? Oh, fine. You'd be fine.
Sorry.
Oh, I thought you meant fined.
No, you would be fine if you're in a...
So you're cool in a Waymo.
In a Waymo, because it's like
I like
the
Ubers. That. There you go.
But
that's
if
good.
You're in behind a Tesla and you're driving drunk, it's illegal.
But you're not driving.
I understand,
but
you're
still in the driver's seat.
They haven't figured that out.
No, you're in the passenger seat.
You can't do that yet.
No.
You could get in the passenger
seat. You can't do that yet.
Well, it's coming, right?
It is coming because you have a point. Because if it can drive by itself legally through a Walmart parking lot.
I'll get the back seat. Lay down. Take me home, car. Right?
Yeah. So I wanted to ask.
I mean, that would be great for drunk driving.
So Schmidilla is our hardcore Democrat, right?
Right,
and
right.
I try to care, but, you know, it's whatever. But I have some feelings about my government friends and stuff. So what if I got a Model Y? What would you think?
I mean, I don't like any of the things that Elon did while he was with Doge and all that stuff, but I still support the car because I believe in, making the Earth a better place, so... You know,
I don't know if it's that anymore because now we're finding out those batteries are like really bad and stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're just a stepping stone to something better, in my opinion. But yeah, it would be cool if you
but
got
you
one.
You wouldn't like come and scrape it?
No.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, and the people who are doing that, like, you got to think a lot of the people who own Teslas were probably Democrats to begin with, and they were getting it because it's green technology or whatever. And then you're attacking them just because they own the car, but they're on your team.
Right.
So it just doesn't, none of that makes sense to me.
Would you think like, oh God, Jamie just supported a Nazi?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. He's our ultimate Democrat.
And I got a Doge hat this morning.
Oh, Jesus.
So I'm the opposite.
You're kind of
But I will tell you this. I mean, you know me. I would never let any political statement whatsoever make the, you know, decision on what I'm going to buy. I'd never do that. It's just like, if I want it, I go get it.
Well, I only do that because of the violence.
When I go shopping,
you know,
I
don't want to get my car, like, I have a $1,000 deductible. I don't want to buy a Kia I have to pay $1,000.
That's understandable.
Yeah, so that's the part.
That's the risk, I guess. I don't know, but I would never let it, if I go to a store, I don't know who owns a store, I don't know if they're liberal, I don't know if they're conservative, I don't care. If it's something I want, and it's something that makes my life better, or I feel like it does, then I get it.
Right, but you would think twice, let's say everybody's keying cars at Target, because somebody owns it, right?
Yeah.
You would think twice about going to Target, you'd be like, I don't want to get my car keyed because I have $1,000 deductible.
Right,
that's my thought
process. But I'm going with the whole, because your question is political. Your
Correct.
Question isn't
Correct.
Necessarily because it's political
it's
that
both.
Leads to the damage.
Yeah, it's,
okay?
Yeah.
So it starts out being political in order to get it keyed to begin with. I'm just saying that I like Elon Musk. I like what he did, okay? I got no problem with it, but I don't like electric cars. So it's kind of both ways with that guy, you know?
Man,
I don't really care for electric cars.
This Model Y, BJ, you and I can go outside and it'll just come to us. I'll be like, beep, boop, 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 boop. Now, my son seems to think I won't bother to learn anything like that and how to do it.
That is a whole other hurdle. It really is.
He's like, Mom, you realize with the car you're driving now, you never push the button to, because it has self-parking. It parallels for you and it does all this stuff. He's like, not once did you push that button. I was like, I'm too scared.
Haven't even tried it in like a parking lot.
I say, if you want it, go get it. That's
right?
What I say.
Well,
absolutely. Don't let anything sway your decision.
But you should see like the number of people that die because their cars, you know, you overcorrect, right? Like you swerve and you overcorrect. Next thing you know, you're.
I know probably seven or eight people that have the Tesla. Okay. They've never had a problem. So I think you're going to be fine.
But the problem is we've always called Slacker a douchebag for having one.
Well, you can be a douchebag too. Well, that's not a one-way street. You can be a part of that club. You can be a part of it, Jamie. Just buy you a wine. That's the membership. You're in. Jeez. Slacker thinks he's in the douchebag club all by himself. No, Jamie White's coming, buddy.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.